This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. NATO allies have accused Russia of misleading the world by saying it was removing troops from the Russian border with Ukraine, when in fact, reports say it has added another 7,000 forces to the area. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Britain's Defence Secretary Ben Wallace has said Russia's statements don't add up.
We've seen an increase of troops over the last 48 hours, up to 7,000. We've seen a bridge constructed from Belarus into Ukraine or near Ukraine. And I think we should, as I've said, we'll take them at their word, but we're going to judge Russia by their actions. And at the moment, the troop build-up continues.
Russia's decision not to act on its words has strengthened the resolve of NATO and its allies to remain united, as EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen warned Russia against an invasion of Ukraine.
We hope for the best, but we are prepared for the worst.
Russia has amassed an estimated 150,000-plus troops near its ex-Soviet neighbour, sparking concerns that an attack is imminent. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. State Department says the Russian government has ordered the expulsion of the U.S. Embassy's second-ranking diplomat, Deputy Chief of Mission Bart Gorman. No reason was immediately given for Gorman's expulsion. A department spokesperson described Gorman in a statement as, quote, a key member of the embassy's senior leadership team. The statement called the move unprovoked and an escalatory step. It said the United States is considering its response. And U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that Russia continues to mass its forces along Ukraine's border, and he sees no indication that Moscow is sending troops home, as it claims. For more on this and other stories, you can visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.